In the second part of our podcast, Ocean Exploits, discover five more people for whom the oceans are an obsession, an exploit, and a way of life.
Rowing Around the World, Erden Eruk. In 2007, a Turkish software engineer stood on the California coast. Erden Eruk, 46, was about to try something nobody had ever done: circumnavigate the planet using nothing but the power of his own body. It was something he had long wanted to do, but which became an obsession after watching a friend fall to his death when the two of them were mountain climbing together. First, this meant rowing across the Pacific Ocean in a little boat until he reached Australia. Once there, he changed for a sea kayak to paddle around the entire eastern and southern coast of the continent until he got to the Indian Ocean on the western shore. Getting back into his boat, he rowed to Africa, which he then crossed by bicycle. Once he reached Namibia on the Atlantic coast, he rowed to the Gulf of Mexico. From there, he cycled across the USA back to his point of departure in California. Easy. The 66,299-kilometre journey took 5 years and left him $240,000 in debt because he didn't have any sponsors. At one point, after 312 days alone in his boat, he was caught in a Pacific typhoon and had to be rescued by fishermen. Luckily, the rules say that is okay so long as you return to the exact same spot to continue your journey, which he did. Now age 60 and the holder of 15 Guinness World Records, he's rowing the Pacific again. His idea is to combine a second circumnavigation of the world with climbing the highest mountain on each continent. Because, well, why wouldn't he?
Swimming the Oceans, Benoît Lecomte. For some people, rowing or sailing across an ocean is just too easy. The real ocean test is to swim across one. The Frenchman Benoît Lecomte is that kind of person. He started in 1998 by swimming across the Atlantic in 73 days, accompanied by a 12-meter sailboat on which he'd sleep at night. Unfortunately, the boat didn't return him to the exact spot where he got out of the water each day, so his 73-day ordeal was not accepted as truly swimming across the ocean. 20 years later, by now aged 51, he tried again, this time swimming the Pacific. Naturally, he made sure that the boat used GPS to return him to the right place each morning. His route took him through the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a gigantic vortex of 79,000 tons of plastic pollution. His objective was to raise public awareness of the vortex, which many people don't know about, despite it being roughly the size of France, Germany, and Spain combined. He swam for 8 hours a day, keeping his head underwater and following a guideline pulled by the boat in front of him. To keep his mind active, he invented movies in his head. Everything went well for the first 2,735 kilometers, but after 6 months of swimming, he abandoned the attempt. Not because he was sick of swimming, but because of a problem with the boat. At this point, most of us would give up and do something else. "If I knew how to sculpt or paint, I think that would be the way I would like to express myself," he has said. "But I am an awful painter, and I don't know how to sculpt. So, I stick to swimming."
Sailing Around the World, Laura Decker. In 2012, 16-year-old Laura Decker from Holland became the youngest person to sail around the world. In fact, she had planned to do it at the age of 14, but fearing for her safety, the Dutch government placed her under state guardianship to stop her from leaving. It took a year of legal battles before the teenager was finally given permission to set sail. "They thought it was dangerous. Well, everywhere is dangerous," she said at the time. "They don't sail, and they don't know what boats are, and they're scared of them." Laura, by contrast, knows boats. Her Dutch-German parents were living on one in New Zealand when she was born, and she spent the first years of her life on water. She began sailing solo, aged 6. That said, the dangers were very real. Her 518-day voyage took her into seas known for piracy, across busy shipping lanes where she had near collisions with cargo ships, and around the stormy Cape of Good Hope off South Africa. and during all this, she had to keep up with her schoolwork. There were moments when I was like, "What the hell am I doing out here?" she said after finishing, but I never wanted to stop. After reaching her goal, Laura moved to New Zealand, where she runs a foundation teaching young people to sail. The ocean taught me the extreme fulfillment one can get from fighting through hard times and coming out stronger on the other end, she says. I gained more self-confidence. I learned a lot about myself and had time to think without the distractions from the mainland. These are just some of the wonderful gifts the ocean and the people I met along the way have given me.
Sub-Zero Swimmer, Lewis Pugh. Water turns to ice at 0 degrees, so you might logically think it is impossible to swim in sub-zero water. Wrong. Salt water doesn't freeze until it reaches -1.8 degrees centigrade, enabling British lawyer Lewis Pugh, the first man to have swum long distance in all the world's oceans, to take a cool plunge at the North Pole. He just wore a pair of Speedos, by the way. "I was in excruciating pain from beginning to end, and I nearly quit on a few occasions," he said, adding that swimming in a wetsuit would not send the right message. Pugh's message being this: he shouldn't be able to swim at the North Pole in the first place. The fact that he did, enduring 18 minutes in water at -1.7 degrees centigrade to swim 1 kilometer, is evidence that the polar ice is melting far faster than most people realize. In 2020, he repeated the exploit in the southern hemisphere by swimming along a river created by the melting glacial ice of Antarctica. None of this is just for publicity. Pugh combined his swims with years of campaigning on behalf of the UN to create the world's largest natural reserve in the Ross Sea off Antarctica. The 2016 signing of the international treaty that brought the marine reserve into existence was considered to have been a credit to Pugh's Speedo diplomacy. Hey, whatever works.
Surfing Monster Waves, Lucas Chianca. Just off North Beach in the Portuguese town of Nazaré, there is an underwater canyon 5,000 meters deep. When the weather conditions are right, or wrong for sailors, this canyon creates monster waves up to 30 meters high. Over the past 10 years, that has made Nazaré a mecca for the world's big wave surfers, who risk serious injury riding the gigantic beasts to be found there. 26-year-old Brazilian Lucas Chumbo Chianca is currently the clear champion of the sport, and this year he may have broken the record for the largest wave ever surfed. Initial estimates put the wave at 29.65 meters. A terrifying wall of liquid that Lucas only just managed to exit ahead of the brutal breakwater chasing after him. Born into a family of surfers, he first stood on a board at just 3 years old, near Rio de Janeiro. Growing up, he soon showed his talent on the competition circuit, but everything changed at the age of 20 when he first rode the notorious Jaws wave in Hawaii. The experience convinced him that his future lay in big wave surfing. Jaws is the biggest wave in the Pacific, but not the world. To find that, Chumbo had to go to Nazaré, the town he now calls his second home.